When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump at 10 o'clock Eastern time this morning is set to sign a funding bill and prevent another partial government shutdown tomorrow. He plans to do more to get a southern border wall built.
The White House says President Trump will declare a national emergency and use executive authority to repurpose other funding towards the border, a move that is expected to launch a legal fight with many Democrats and Republicans questioning the president's constitutional power.
Fox's Jared Halpern. There's progress reported in trade talks with China.
Negotiator Robert Lighthizer paying a visit to Chinese President Xi Jinping at the end of 2 days of talks in Beijing. Lighthizer saying officials have made headway on important and difficult issues. President Xi saying China and the U.S. shoulder important responsibilities. Chinese state media says there'll be more talks in Washington next week.
Fox's Simon Owen with no deal, more tariffs on Chinese products kick in March 1st. This is Fox News.
You found a morning show that's so good, it's almost like a fairy tale. Wake up with Greg Budell.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Jay Scott.
Inconceivable!
Emily Hayes.
I know who you are. Your cruelty reveals everything. You're the Dread Pirate Roberts, admit it.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
While you're at it, why don't you give me a nice paper cut and pour lemon juice on it? We're closed.
Now get ready to live happily ever after. Here comes three men and a lady.
As you wish.
Jay Scott is not with us this morning, but just before he left, he said... Jay is on sick. Keep him in your thoughts. Emily Hayes is here. She's doing random facts. And now it's time for this man.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Isolated showers out there. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at radar, and I just posted radar for those of you who are on Rich Thomas Weather on Facebook. Cloudy and mild today with a high temperature around 70. Nothing heavy today. Maybe some more generalized scattered showers across the area tonight and early tomorrow as a front from North Alabama drifts southward. Tonight's low 60, tomorrow's high 70. Up to the mid-70s on Sunday with scattered showers. Could be a thunderstorm. And maybe some more showers Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. In fact, I think as we get into next week, the rainfall could become locally heavy at times. We'll be watching that. We'll also be looking at the threat of maybe some stronger storms towards midweek. Right now, this morning, cloudy skies, 88% relative humidity, showers in the area. It's 58 now, 7:05.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
This isn't really a story, but it is... kind of connected to show business.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Movie logic. 29 examples of movie logic that don't work in real life.
Oh.
So that'll be interesting.
Telling a coworker to cover me, then leaving their job to attend some kind of crisis. But how do you think the boss would react if he just said, hey, cover for me, without telling him I need to go take care of a crisis?
Right.
Usually not well.
Right.
Hiding from someone on the ceiling just a few feet above their head. There's no way they wouldn't see you. They're just not.
I hear you breathing.
We'll skip number three because it involves that. Well, I could... No.
If you question it, then we don't need to say it.
Turning on the news or the radio at just the right exact moment for the plot. We interrupt this broadcast.
Yeah.
That happened on Andy Griffith yesterday during the cave rescue. Remember that one?
I do remember that one. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah. Some of the other examples, shooting a computer monitor to destroy the hard drive. Generally, that's not where the hard drive is. Sonny Fox, hired assassin. High school classes that last 5 minutes. Ever notice that? Somebody getting knocked out and being unconscious for several minutes or hours, that would result in serious brain damage, possibly death. And by the way, you mentioned Leon Spinks. Mm-hmm. He is permanently impaired.
They called it a shrinking brain.
What?
Syndrome.
Yeah. See, they get all the glory when they're active and doing that. And nobody follows them. Joe Louis, who was always considered one of the great names in that sport, spent the last years of his life at the kindness of a casino owner in Vegas being a greeter, even though he was somewhere else.
Would Muhammad Ali have
gotten... Yes. Yeah. They told him for years, to stop.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to, and he paid a terrible price for that.
Yeah.
People holding their breath underwater for insane amounts of time, that drives me crazy, too, because I'm thinking, man...
That's too long. Too long.
Yeah, that's just not realistic. And then every window in Paris somehow has a view of the Eiffel Tower.
Good point. We'll always have Paris.
I will say there's a couple of things that we see for the first time that are famous landmarks, kind of catch your breath. One is the Eiffel Tower. The other is Mount Rushmore. I'll never forget the first time we were on a family trip and we're winding through the hills of South Dakota, and you come around a curve on this two-lane road, and there it is. I mean, and it's just amazing. This beautiful white granite and these sculptures, it's quite the thing.
Don't get me wrong. I want to see this. I'm such a big history guy, too. But I'm thinking, what else? You're done with that, then. What else is there in South Dakota? There's maybe Custer's Last Stand. You could go there.
Well, the Black Hills are an interesting geological feature to see. But I would recommend going in the spring or the fall before it gets too hot.
Yeah.
We went through in July.
Yeah.
And we crossed Montana, which is, once you get away from the mountains, it's like 400 miles of nothing. And all we ate that day was popsicles because we had no AC in the car.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that, doing that today?
No.
My grandma has her diary of when my mom and uncle were, you know, under 10, and they went from Alabama to
Mount Rushmore?
Grand Canyon.
Oh, Grand Canyon.
Yeah, and they did it by car. Yeah, so, you know, Kenneth stopped at the Holiday Inn. We spent the night. The accommodations were nice, and she kept this diary of them kind of going across the country in their 57 Chevy. It's like, it's all handwritten.
I would love to know what, you know, because on Aerial America, they show all these old roadside hotels along Route 66 and stuff.
I was just going to mention.
Like the Candlelight down in Ozark. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got a neon sign with a big candle. It's pretty cool. But I wonder what they used to charge for a night for a hotel room in the early 60s.
And what used to be called filling stations, too, you know? Right?
It's really great to, I mean, this had to be the early 60s, and she's handwriting everything that they had to turn around. They were like an hour. This is when they lived in Eastlake in Birmingham. Mm. They were an hour from Eastlake, and they had to turn around and go back because Grandpa forgot his shaving cream. And his kit and all this stuff.
But, you know, going west like that is a great piece of Americana. That's cool. It
truly is. On Highway 90 going towards West Mobile, there's a lot of old hotels, and I'm sure, or motels, I should say, that I'm sure in their day were great because they have these great, big, ornate neon signs that just look so cool. Like there's one called the Beverly, and it's got this girl diving. It's like a big neon girl diving into a pool.
Because before I-10, it was US 90.
You had to go 90, so it's really interesting.
Or like the Pine Lake.
Yeah.
But the Candlelight is still there in Ozark, and you can, when you look at it, you can almost, if you blur your eyes, you can almost see the 50s and lots of beehive of activity. And does it have a pool? I wish I could remember what my dad paid for us to stay in those places.
Holiday Inn, we'd seek them out.
Yes.
Going across the country.
That's a,
as little kids, we'd seek. Oh, we're going to stay at the Holiday Inn.
I think that's one entry in Grandma's little diary about that part, is that one night they didn't stay in a Holiday Inn because it was booked, and Grandpa didn't call ahead, and she was not happy about it.
Holiday Inn was that was the stuff.
7-Eleven is the convenient time right now. If you find yourself in a fender bender, look, you pay those premiums every month and you hope you never have to use them, but the time may come when you do. At that moment, your adjuster is going to look over the car and make a determination on what needs to be fixed and give you an estimate. Then you go to Montgomery Paint and Body. And if Donnie Turner, and it's very possible he will, more often than not, will find something the adjuster missed, he will call the adjuster and say, I can't do this project until you authorize me to fix this because you didn't catch it.
And they work well with the insurance company. They,
very much so. And their reputation is such that when Donnie Turner and Brandon Turner say, this needs to be fixed, they don't challenge it.
That's right.
And that's what you want. You want that level of thoroughness. So when you get your car back, and boy, they do everything they can in the amount of time, whether it's a quick cosmetic fix or something a little more intricate, when you come back to get your car, it's unrecognizably beautiful. Good as new, maybe better, isn't just a cute little slogan they ask us to say. That is their mission statement. So trust them the next time you have a need. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. The number is 27REC with AW. Now, let's see if there's any potential business out there for MPB.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they're still working that accident. The 400 block of the West South Boulevard. Be careful there. 65 and 85 waking up right now. We have school zones activated. Parents pulling in and out with the kids. A lot going on this hour. Be careful. On the ground and in the air, Haynes Ambulance is all about saving lives and serving Alabama. Haynes Ambulance, serving you and those you love. I'm Terry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Jeff Blake.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
OMG. What did Rich say?
Oh, my God.
Thank you for paying such close attention. Yes, OMG, the OMG burger. You've got to try this. This is a burger that includes half a pound of their incredible mix.
Half a pound?
Of ground chuck and ground round. That's, that's why I always say, if you ever get a burger at Baumhauer's, taste it before you drown it in condiments. Mm-hmm. Mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard. I'm not saying don't, but you got to at least check out the taste of a burger at Baumhauer's before you lose the flavor of that meat. It is an awesome combination, something they introduced about 3 years ago. 100% USDA choice, custom ground burger, sautéed onions, mushrooms, half a pound of meat, topped with a creamy melted Blanco cheese on a fresh brioche bun.
That's fancy, Greg.
OMG is right. Get one with an order of fries for just $9.99.
How do they do that?
You know, you go to a fast food place for a numbered meal, and it's the same price. This is a half a pound of awesome food with fries at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, lunch or dinner, downtown at 201 Union and on the Boulevard in that famous location. Legendary fun, legendary food. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, when Joey and Rosie are here, we will ask you to repeat OMG back if you're the ninth caller. And if you are, you'll win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. All right, let's say good morning to David.
Good morning, all.
Hey. Hi. Hey,
my son is an Air Force captain. When he started his career about 5 years ago, he and a friend left Montgomery and took Route 66 all the way out to California.
That's cool.
Stopping at the various places, tourist traps and stuff. He was sending me pictures the whole way, and it was just awesome, some of the pics he sent of some of the places along there.
I mean, that's cool. A lot of it is gone, but there's still some stretches of it with some of the old places. You can still travel it. And there are so many books written about Route 66. It's amazing.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you, if you ever get a chance, go out to Williams, Arizona, where Route 66 goes through.
Mm-hmm.
It is a cool little town.
I think it also goes through Roswell, New Mexico.
Yep, yeah. Sure does.
Where they have all the UFO museums and things. And
starts in Chicago, ends at the Santa Monica Pier.
And by the way, on Aerial America, because they featured a long segment of Route 66, there is a place that has the world's largest ball of twine.
Yeah.
There's a place that has a giant soda bottle structure outside that has 600 different kinds of soda in it.
Yeah.
And I'd still go in and have a Diet Coke.
Sea Rock City, too.
Yeah, exactly. So, hey, it is so Americana. It is just awesome.
I love that.
You know, makes you pine for the old 50s and 60s.
It does. I can just see the cars with the big fins, you know, with those big back fins.
Yes, yes. In fact, a lot of classic cars still make it a point to drive Route 66 and take pictures and stuff.
I was trying to remember. Did you guys ever see the old movie from the 50s with Lucille Ball and Desi? Where they were, the long, long trailer, where they were pulling that trailer across.
Greg's referenced this a lot.
I got to tell David, I know
you're on Route 66.
David, listen.
Yes.
You've been listening a long time, and I have to tell you, I'm crushed. You've never heard me talk about that movie.
Hey, I don't always get to listen. I mean, I'm busy.
I'm being facetious, of course, but that is one of those. And I was not a fan of the Lucy Show, per se, because it was the same plot every week.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that movie has laugh-out-loud funny moments.
Oh, it does.
And anybody that's ever attempted to go up Pike's Peak in a car, watching them navigate that giant trailer up the mountain is hysterical. Because you will hear rocks fall down outside your car.
Yeah.
If you look out your window, there's nothing there.
Right.
Yeah. I've been up it, I know.
You know what I hear playing in my mind right now? The theme from 77 Sunset Strip.
77
Sunset Strip.
Or what am I thinking? I'm thinking of a
surprise
an instrumental
one. I know that one, too.
Was it Route 66? Could have been Route 66. Was there a show?
Yes.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, okay, that's the one I hear have playing in my mind. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, Greg, my older brother used to race up Pike's Peak. Had built a race car and he used to live out in Colorado Springs and used to race that up that mountain every year for about 5 or 6 years.
There's a commercial for an SUV. I don't need to promote the name for free, but it's on TV a lot. And it shows this SUV taking everything from this 45 degree angle road in China, climbing steps. But Pike's Peak is one of the
climbs that it does.
Yeah, and it does it in like record time.
Yeah, pretty neat commercial. So you guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, David.
Bye.
That puts out.
Yeah, no, that's a... This almost be
we
a good music
We should just have
group.
This in the background all the time.
I know.
That's Nelson Riddle's orchestra.
Nelson Riddle.
Wow. Anyway, I just had to play a little bit of that for you.
That's awesome.
We used to do a bit called Piddle Riddles.
What is that?
They were twisted questions to which the answer was always a song title. And I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head. Give me a minute, and I'll come back to that. Because I know that you'll find the entire conversation
fascinating.
Absolutely news. And then Emily Hay.
Yay!
With Random Facts.
Yay, fun.
Coming up next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines.
Hello.
The Democratic National Committee is asking the Alabama Democratic Party to hold a new leadership election within 90 days. The ruling comes after election challenges claimed multiple rules were broken and that the party did not follow diversity requirements. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be in Selma for this year's Bridge Crossing Jubilee. She will participate in Jubilee events, but she is also coming to voice her support for the Lift Our Vote 2020 initiative. And the Alabama State Department of Education has named Troy University the Green Ribbon School for 2019. The university was recognized for several initiatives, including the Janice Hawkins Cultural Park and its invasive species removal program. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Valentine's Day is over. A few days have gone by, and despite the chocolates, flowers, and jewelry, your significant other hasn't shown any more affection. So let the professionals at Hallmark handle things for you with their line of post-Valentine's Day greeting cards. Options include roses are red, violets are blue, Valentine's was a bust, you owe me $1.52. I took you to dinner, you ordered steak, so please explain why love we don't make. Had I known on the 14th I wouldn't get booty, I would have stayed on my futon playing Call of Duty. The Hallmark Post-Valentine's Greeting Card Line. Let your lover know how you truly feel. not guaranteed to improve your relationship, may actually make it worse. Use cards with caution.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A cat arrived just the other day. I thought it would be fun for us to play. I didn't know I could catch from my new playmate. A parasite that feeds on my brain. I had to clean his litter box, don't know what to do. I gotta clean up after you, cat. I can't touch your doo-doo. Yeah, the cats make you crazy if you touch their poop. Better wear gloves if you're gonna scoop. Cause if it gets in you, you can't prevent. You'll be schizophrenic then and sent to the loony bin.
And now,
Plaisir Bon Ton Roulé.
That's French for
random.
Oh,
facts.
Boy! Was that good? I hope you're listening, Jay.
You guys liked it. Huh?
That was really good.
That's the last one I'm ever doing with
it. Hush.
No, that's your.
I'm out. I'm out.
And
I'm
we can say there'll be a footnote in history. The last one he ever did was when Emily did Random Facts. Go ahead. Did you know?
Pay close attention, by the way, because we are going to do our $10 food outlet pop quiz.
Even with substitute?
Yeah.
Random Facts?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
It's like having substitute teacher day in school.
I was an awesome substitute teacher because I've done everything. But
boy, would we get them. Anyway, I digress.
Yeah. Did you know U.S. soldiers in Vietnam saw 6 times more combat than soldiers in previous wars because helicopter deliveries drastically cut downtime spent waiting for supplies?
Ah.
So you didn't get all that waiting around time.
I gotcha.
I missed that one. Could you repeat it?
Yes, I could. Could I get a little volume? I don't know what happened.
On the mic or on your headset?
On my headset.
You're on number 2 today.
Yeah, it's... That's real nice.
You're on volume control number 2.
Greg, that first random fact that you missed. Mm-hmm. It was U.S. soldiers in Vietnam saw 6 times more combat than U.S. soldiers in previous wars because helicopter deliveries drastically cut downtime spent waiting for supplies.
Ah.
Mm.
Did you know, as Jay would say, Mark Knopfler agreed to allow Weird Al to parody Money for Nothing on the condition that Mark Knopfler played the lead guitar to add authenticity?
Oh, wow. That's kind of cool.
I like that. Yeah. And your chicks for free played the
Do
music.
Do you know how, I don't even know how much money Sting made off of, he got like a co-writing credit just for,
Did he?
Really? Yeah. Just for I Want My MTV. He had a co-writing credit.
I want my MTV.
Did you know in Ecuador, ambulances have the ability to take over car radios to warn drivers? This has resulted in a 40% reduction in response times.
Wait a minute. Warn driver. How are they using car radios?
I mean, I assume that they take over the car radio to be like, hey, we're coming this route, or we're right behind you.
Well, because it's Venezuela, they only have one radio station. Government run. Propaganda from Hugo
Radio Schmidt. Ecuador. All Ecuador, all the time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed by one country. It's Ecuador, not Venezuela. My error. I'm sorry.
Oh, JP.
You know why it's called Ecuador? You know why it's called Ecuador?
Why?
Because the equator goes right through the center, and Quito, the capital, is on 0 degrees longitude, and Quito is the highest capital in the world. Highest in
elevation. How about that?
You're brilliant.
Yes, thank you.
These are just things that you know, and that's amazing. did you know, after losing most of his hearing, Beethoven used bone conduction by placing one end of a rod in his mouth and resting the other on the end rim of his piano?
Is that amazing?
Which enabled him to hear music through vibrations in his jawbone.
That's incredible.
It is. It really is.
Elvis. Did you know that in 1956, Elvis Presley got his polio vaccine in front of the press? And said she was such an influential figure, because he's the king.
Mm-hmm.
This act helped raise vaccine rates from 75% to 90%.
I bet.
I can hear Bailey snoring. Sorry, I bore you, Bailey.
Random snores.
Did you know nearly 3% of Antarctic ice and glaciers... Ew, Jay, is penguin urine.
Wait a minute. 50% of what?
Antarctic ice.
Nearly 3% of Antarctic ice in glaciers is penguin urine.
You know how you can tell? The yellow ice.
No.
That's the 9-year-old in all of you.
Yeah, it is. Susie?
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Sometimes we are.
Get me some new ice cubes.
Did you know the most commonly used mushrooms, white and brown button, portobello, are all the same mushroom, just at a different age?
Oh. I did not know that.
So, like, what, a portobello is older than a regular
stone tool? See, I would think so, because...
If you're a restaurant,
grown.
Do you get to rename it after it's been around for...
if it's been sitting there for a while and it got a little bigger, does it become a portobello now? Did you know in the first Academy Awards, the most votes for best actor were for a dog? Ren 10-10.
Yeah.
Oh. The Academy declined to give the award to a dog, fearing that they would not be taken seriously.
But Ren 10-10 was a great actor. I mean, man, on cue...
That's right. But I don't know. I'm thinking of Ren 10-10. Never mind. And the statue. And never mind. Having to relieve himself on the statue.
Oh, bless it. Did you know in 1934, Joseph Stalin lost re-election to General Secretary of the Communist Party, 292 against and only 3-4. Then 290 of the votes were deleted from the official records, leaving him the winner by one vote.
Huh.
So he lost to the general secretary of the Communist Party. Or no, he lost. Jay. Lost re-election to general secretary of the Communist Party, 292 against, only 3-4.
Three for Stalin?
Three for Stalin. And then,
then
290 votes were just deleted from the records, leaving him the winner by one vote.
They were deleted from the planet Earth, too.
I would assume so.
Yep. Stalin was the most murderous human being in history.
If you're listening, Jay, I knew this fact and have known it for quite some time. But for all of you out there, did you know the actor who portrayed the teary-eyed Native American in the Keep America Beautiful commercials was not Native American, but actually second-generation Italian-American of Sicilian descent?
Ah.
Remember that? That was a very touching...
That is probably one of the most memorable commercials, promos, or was it PSA of all time.
If you read my magazine column this month, I make a big Guns of Magilla out of the fact that the ad for Silver Singles shows this very comely hot woman in the corner, like she's... This is what you're going to find on our website for people over 50 want a date.
Okay.
But then it says paid actor over her head. It's like saying, well, what are you running there, a dog pound? You can't find an actual over 50 that still doesn't look. And so with all the Native Americans, you couldn't find one for that shot.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Or even with the guy, and they're putting stuff on the guy's under his. They're trying to get rid of the bags.
Tier.
The bag,
oh.
No, the bags under his eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And it says model. Well, okay, he could be a model, but he's a guy with bags under his eyes. Why did you have to put model?
You ever notice the creepy blonde in that commercial with the bags?
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust her. I mean, if you're gonna try and sell a product like that, find somebody that doesn't look like a skankadactyl.
Okay.
And finally, did you know if a female octopus is not interested in mating, but the male proceeds in his attempt, the female octopus will begin to mate with the male before she lunges forward, suffocating the male and eats his dead body?
I think that's true of all species, pretty much. At some point or another, you're going to kill us. You just
what
use different
the
tech.
What?
Come on, you know I'm kidding.
She says she's not interested, but the male keeps on keeping on, like you guys do. And so she just takes care of business. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
We're wired that way, Emily. It's the way it is. As Bruce Hornsby in the Range so eloquently said in that great hit from years ago. Let's talk about the, while Rich and Emily are working out a $10 food outlet pop quiz question, let's talk about what 10 bucks can get you at Food Outlet this week. Now, everything in the store is cost plus 10%. Good Lord. Cost plus 10. So you're going to save in every department every day when you shop at Food Outlet. And if you're wise, you'll do some price comparisons and you'll realize these big chains hint that they have more buying power, can offer lower prices. That is not the way it works. It's an illusion.
Illusion.
And at Food Outlet this week, ribeye steaks, you can count on those one morning next week, guys.
Oh, boy.
$6.98 a pound. Boy. That number usually starts at 11 or 12 at the chain stores. How about fried bologna? I had that for lunch yesterday. Fried bologna sandwich?
Yeah, it's you've great. Done that for us before.
Yes. And Ziegler bologna is $1.67 for the one-pound package. That's a good deal. And that is just good grub food, you know, with a slice of cheese melted over the bologna, a little mustard, maybe a dill pickle. Bluebell ice cream. Somebody needs to prescribe Jay a half a gallon of that and drop it off at his house. It's $4.68 for the half gallon, any flavor. At Food Outlet, you can, with 10 bucks, walk out with 120 Surefine medium eggs at 99 cents a dozen. Does it sound like I've stepped back in time? These are prices from long ago, but they're the everyday deal today at Food Outlet, including a loaf of Surefine wheat bread. That's what I made your toast with this morning. Was
toast!
It yeah. For 87 cents, I think it is, a loaf. Every week, 74 cents for a package of buns. They want $1.29 of the chains for their house brand. So stop wasting money. Do as I say. And I do. By visiting Food Outlet, Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, where I send chicken tender pictures every Sunday morning. To a certain dog. Main Street of the Fur Community and Highway 14 in Postcard Like Honeymoon Evan Melbourne. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, they have convened. Let's get today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quiz Mastress Emily.
We had two voters.
Yeah.
Did you see that? You
by gonna... unanimous decision.
Jay helped.
Oh.
How much... That's a little aggressive.
No, well, you don't have to write it, read it the way it was written there.
No, I was talking about the music.
Oh.
What percentage?
Kicks on Route 66.
I don't know. I can hear myself. It's throwing me off.
There you go. What's the question? Yes.
What's the question? As Larry King would say, what's the question?
What percentage of Antarctic ice and glaciers is penguin pee, as Rich and Jay have said, instead of urine? What percentage of Antarctic ice in glaciers is penguin pee? If
you know the answer to that, you're in luck. Call us 272-9228. And the first caller with the correct answer wins that $10 food like gift certificate.
You see Jeopardy and the different categories.
And I'll take penguin urine for 100.
That's right.
Glad y'all are so tickled.
We're going to get it again.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they're still working that accident. The 400 block of the West-South Boulevard, that's going to be down there between the truck stops and the bus station. Just be careful, that whole area running slow. Also, we have some debris in the roadway, 85 southbound at the East Boulevard. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Goodwill and GMC, then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Jeff Blake.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Balake, where is Balake at?
Balake is also out today.
Is he?
Yeah, Jay is out. I just hope it doesn't work its way around the building.
Oh, no.
So we're going to let Olivia have the first opportunity to answer today's pop quiz question. Hi.
Hey.
Olivia.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness.
Good morning.
You are even more
adorable
than Rich Thomas.
How are you?
Good. I'm good.
Good.
I know the answer.
What's the answer?
Is it 3%?
You are right! You're a winner!
Did you learn that in school or just hear it on Random Facts?
What?
Did you learn that in school or did you hear that on Random Facts?
It's hard to hear you.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. That's all right. You're a winner, Olivia. I was just trying to be funny. But congratulations.
Yes, and Olivia, when you do get to school, don't forget to tell your classmates about this fun educational experience we have on this radio station every weekday morning, okay?
Okay.
All right, don't hang up. Don't go anywhere. I want to talk to you.
Stand by.
And don't forget, at Food Outlet, they also have the post-Valentine's Day candy sale.
That's right.
So she could go in there with that $10 certificate and walk out with a basket full of
good stuff. If Jay wasn't sick today, he'd be there.
I wouldn't be surprised if he went in disguise to get some of that Bluebell ice cream.
You might.
I know it makes him feel better. All right, we have a couple of folks that are still waiting to say hi, I guess, like Keith from Santuck.
Hey, Keith.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Rich, you said the capital of Ecuador is like the highest capital in the world.
Quito.
Okay, what's your name?
Quito, I wonder if Denver could give it a run for the money.
That's a good one. I forget
altitude was it THC level?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I got you, Keith.
Welcome to the game, guys.
That's
welcome
good.
To the game.
I see where you're stepping, buddy. Yeah, okay. That's a good one.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, take care.
You know what? I think they're catching that humor from us.
I think so.
It's 740.
It's catchy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
You're going to look at the forecast, especially if you just look at icons on the app. You'll see rain in the forecast, and you're going to think, is it going to rain continuously for 7 days? No, it's not. The rain chances will go up and down, but a series of disturbances will come at us. Keep your umbrella handy because from time to time over the next several days, rain will be in the forecast every day with clouds. For today, there's already some isolated showers on the radar. I see some showers now covering much of, Elmore County, Tallapoosa County, down into Lowndes County. Light showers right now. our forecast calling for a high around 70 with mostly cloudy skies. The showers will be a little bit more concentrated tonight and early in the day tomorrow as a frontal system settles southward. Tomorrow's high around 70. Sunday's high in the mid-70s. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm. More rain in the forecast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And with a front that gets stuck and doesn't move, it looks like some of the rainfall amounts could be excessive. Parts of Alabama could see just crazy rainfall amounts over the next several days. Be ready for that. It's going to be a big headline grabber. Right now, cloudy skies, 88% relative humidity. Showers in the area, temperature 58, 741.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke? Or that you may outlive your retirement? Or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy Series, February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
741 here on WMLY.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. And yesterday we had a fun moment on the show where we got to introduce you to a guy whose work you see a lot if you're friends with us on Facebook, Heath Stone of Stone Images Photography.
What a nice guy.
He, just a genuinely nice guy. And Rich and Greg, let me just tell you, when you're in a stressful situation, like you've been planning a big event and you're trusting somebody to capture every angle of that event for you, be it a wedding or be it a gala of some sorts, or say maybe you're hosting a Mardi Gras ball and you want a photographer out there.
Family reunion.
Or you're doing something simple and low-key, like having your family Christmas card taken, picture taken. Trust Heath and Amy Stone. They are so easy to work with, genuinely nice people, very passionate about what they do, preserving these memories for you and your family for the years to come. Check out their work at heathstone.us. Give them a call, 467-1900. If any of you got engaged yesterday and you want to line up your engagement session, I suggest you call Heath. We trusted him with ours and couldn't be more happy with the work they did with our engagement session and our wedding photos. Stone Images Photography. Locally owned and operated, y'all.
I did post a montage yesterday,
You did?
Of some of the... Oh, look at those two. My favorite story, and they gotta be a Morning Maroon nominee, even though it's political. Occasional cortex, and that blockheaded mayor, he is the definitive blockhead. Look at his head. De Blasio. So they're, Amazon is bringing them the gift of 125,000 jobs.
Why did they say no? What was their...
Because they're...
What was their idea?
No. These are the rich getting richer off us and all. So Amazon said, screw you, we'll take it somewhere else. So now there's 125,000 jobs that ain't going to Long Island City, New York because of their, anti... I certainly hope that those two are rewarded with the votes of New Yorkers in the future, because that...
I can't imagine why they said no.
Because they're ideologists, and their ideology is, everybody that makes money is bad.
Well, there's somebody really, really happy. I remember when we got the Hyundai plant, and we were in the running with a town in Kentucky. And boy, oh boy, when it was announced... And there was one farmer that was holding out in Kentucky, or they would have got it. One farmer. You can imagine how popular he is now.
I bet it, yeah. It would be great. Bring your Amazon. Come here. We've got lots of open space. We've got airports and hubs. We'll take it. We got a lot of people who could use better paying jobs. But that's just insane, and I hope that the blowback on that is serious, to say the least. 7:45. Speaking of business, let's go to Fox Business, your local news, and then we're back, and I guess you like that conundrum?
Yeah.
Well, we agreed on it.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I know. It was surprising.
We could do that, or we could do our mystery song contest. One of the
Virgin snack company PepsiCo is reporting a mixed quarter. Its earnings were on target and sales were better than expected. But Pepsi is lowering its expectations for this year. Ride company Lyft is pitching investors on its growth as it prepares to go public. Lyft is looking to beat Uber Technologies to be the first publicly listed ride company. Reuters says Lyft is telling potential shareholders that is driving many more people than a year ago, and its market share is approaching 40%. Cannabis company Canopy Growth is reporting a 283% increase in the money it brought in during the recent quarter as recreational marijuana became legal in Canada. However, it had expenses that cut into its earnings. John Deere and Company is reporting a disappointing quarter. Sales increased, but it was paying more for raw materials and logistics. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here, or here, or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be in Selma for this year's Bridge Crossing Jubilee. She will participate in Jubilee events, but she is also coming to voice her support for the Lift Our Vote 2020 initiative. The Democratic National Committee is asking the Alabama Democratic Party to hold a new leadership election within 90 days. The ruling comes after election challenges claimed multiple rules were broken and that the party did not follow diversity requirements. And the Alabama State Department of Education has named Troy University the Green Ribbon School for 2019. The university was recognized for several initiatives, including the Janus Hawkins Cultural Park and its invasive species removal program. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We'll be right back after this.
Back after this.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Okay. What do you do when you have over 200 mattresses that must be liquidated by the end of March? I also have to be out of a large warehouse. Like many folks, I panicked. I slashed my sale prices on all Serta and Restonic mattresses in stock. Floor samples and fresh inventory have to go. Save up to 60% off previous sale prices, not some fake top tag price. Mr. Sandman also has power adjustable bases for half the price the big chain charges for comparable models. February is a great month to buy a mattress. Valentine's Day, President's Day, my 44th wedding anniversary, and I bet some of you have birthdays this month. A mattress is a gift that is appreciated for years. I just bought a truckload of slightly blemished mattresses, nice queens from $225, kings from $250. All bedrooms suits are on sale, as well as eye chests and nightstands on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Voted best mattress store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, don't take out my room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The flu is definitely going around the river region. When we have a situation like this, in order to not frighten children, like some of you listening or even those at home, like...
Join.
We try to find someone who can explain this to you in a way that's charming and non-threatening.
Hey, kids, the world is a big, scary place, sure and is. I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about flu season. Friends of yours are sniffling, and they don't wash their hands. You put your fingers in your mouth. Achoo! You got the flu. You don't have to live in a bubble, though. There's another way you can keep that mean old flu away. They're gonna swab your arm, grab a new syringe, line the needle up, and then they will plunge you in. You're screaming like a baby while injecting it inside. Now you might not get the flu. That's right, kids. Even if you brave through the violent impalement at the hands of a medical professional, you still might end up dying from the flu. That's life, kids. Barney loves you.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
OMG.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, that's what it stands for. But guess what? This afternoon between 3 and 6... we will ask you to be the ninth caller with OMG. Not what it stands for, just OMG.
There was a music group, wasn't there?
OMG.
OMD.
Orchestral Maneuvers.
Maneuvers in the Dark.
Hey, you guys like play DOA on the Gump?
DOA?
Oh, wait a minute. That was the name of a song by somebody else. It's on Capitol Records. Can't remember. Oh, well. Just thought I'd ask.
All right, okay, why don't you just stick to the talk radio, Greg? All right.
Yeah,
I see you have a rare friend opening. For those of you who would love to be Greg's Facebook friend.
Well, actually, I think I have two, and I'd like to know what I did since I woke up this morning that made two people... there's one. I'm sorry, you're right.
You can't live like that worrying about why that number went down. Like when I do some great tweets, great weather tweets, and I see the number go down too. After I do the great tweets, I don't understand.
Here's what we can do if you've been waiting to be a Facebook friend.
Well, there's some people that take breaks. They'll take a break from Facebook. They'll take a break from Facebook, or they'll delete their Facebook because they just can't stand all the negativity.
What negativity?
Well, I don't know. That
there's no negativity
that girl you
on my
talk
page.
About all the time.
You,
sir, live in a fantasy world if there's no negativity on your Facebook page. The political stuff can get heavy for people, so they'll take a break from Facebook.
It ain't heavy.
It's not something you did.
You see, now,
brother.
Like, I have posted yet a second article from both ABC TV in Chicago and CBS TV in Chicago.
WLS and WBBM.
Yes, have both now reported that Jussie Smollett made that whole attack thing up. And since the media will ignore it, including the people that serve us, did you read what they said today?
No.
It's like, well, you know, they're afraid to say that the whole thing was a fairy tale.
Well, who are these people of interest that the police are talking about?
They're the ones that are actually busting him on this. By the way, if you end up with the flu or you're getting symptomatic, you can not only get all your over-the-counter needs and prescriptions filled, but great advice from the pharmacists at Adams Drugs. I go out to the one on Vaughan Road, east of Taylor, because I know everybody there. Miranda's going to have a baby soon. Lamar is the pharmacist, and he is always wanting to take time to answer questions about particular medications. The customer service, and I'm using this in the most flattering way, is Mayberry-esque because it's a small town, personalized service at each of the 12 locations, as opposed to being part of a giant pool of people where they're never going to get to know your name. At Adams Drugs, they will, and you'll feel appreciated, too, for bringing them your business. AdamsDrugs.net for the location. Nor's you.
Can I say something?
Sure.
We had someone call in, and he didn't want to go on the air because he's driving, and he didn't want to get pulled over. And as he said that, he hung up, so I didn't get his name. But he said, let Greg know, Black Sabbath had a song called DOA.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I would also like to take this time.
Blood Rock was the group that had a song called DOA.
Oh, okay.
I just remembered.
Oh. I would also like to thank Rich Thomas for suggesting I go back to my usual headphone jack because that has fixed the problem of me not being able to hear myself.
What?
I was just outside checking traffic. It's raining, by the way.
Yeah, there's some light showers on the radar. Yeah.
And I could hear you in the parking lot.
Very funny. You and every teacher I've ever had told me I talk too loud. I can't hear myself.
Huh? Oh, you mentioned Singles Awareness Day?
Yes.
You know what that acronym is?
Sad.
Sad.
Sad. Sad FM.
I called Goose last night just to make sure. I knew she'd be okay, but she was her. In fact, it was one of the girls that was part of the wedding party, and her husband had her over for dinner last night. And
nice.
Sweet.
Glad she was not alone.
And she's closing on her place in 3.5 weeks. I'm so excited for her.
I'm just a little jealous. I'm not going to lie.
You know, when you, I know you will. But when you get to that house, that first house that is yours, and you sign all those papers, it's just such a great feeling.
It's a goal of ours.
Because what you say it to yourself is, why was I paying rent for all those years?
Big, big goal of ours, especially right now with, changes in our, what?
You see the story on the, every year they come out with the average cost of a wedding. And this year, the average cost of a wedding, fathers of the bride, is $33,931.
And brides and grooms that pay for your home.
Right. Or elope and then use $33,000 towards buying a house.
Yeah.
Remember the good old days. My first wedding, it was $12 a plate for food, for every guest. Now it's $70. But this is pretty much in line or pretty close to what we spent on Goose. And it was, we now call it the big party. We don't.
The big party.
Because there wasn't a person there, not a person there, including me or anybody, including the guy that married them, that wasn't betting on them, working out, just didn't. So,
all right, so I like the way you're remembering it now.
Yeah, and she laughs. She said, by the way, Dad, it's now called the big party.
The big party. And that's really a good way to look at it. Because you drive yourself crazy.
Yeah, you can't change what happened. By the way, speaking of the big party, Emily's big party was a couple of weeks ago, and yesterday we posted, I never got done scrolling down to those, some great pictures, including somebody made some nice comments on the one where Heath caught me choking up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What'd they say?
Buddy said, Greg, you have a big heart, my friend, and...
You okay? Oh, Lord, I'll go read it for myself. Bless it. Did you post the one of Rich cracking us up afterwards?
Yeah, that
I don't
Rich.
Know. I wish I would have known what I would have said.
I wish I could remember what
I photobombed
said
a couple of people at the wedding that I had met and knew who I was. So,
yeah.
It was some fun. But let's talk about them because somebody may have an event coming up